Hi, I'm Stitch Mainville, one of your hosts for the Gentleman's Nightery. Now, on behalf of Rick and Magnus, I'd like to thank you for your continued support with your constant downloads and your correspondence to us, and to let you know that we are reading your emails and taking your suggestions to heart. For instance, last year, we moved from dropping one episode a week to dropping one episode every 2 weeks. And we thought this would be helpful in getting you our best work, and it has been working. However, many of you have been asking for weekly drops. Therefore, we've decided to dust off the old episodes from back in the day of Inebriated Basement and repost them between our newer episodes. Therefore, you'll get a new episode 1 week and an old archived episode the following week, and then a new episode after that, and so on. Now, we sincerely hope you enjoy these episodes, and all we ask is that you share them with like-minded folks who you believe would enjoy listening as well. Thank you again for being such a loyal listener. We do this for you.
From the MTC studio in Avalon, Pennsylvania, it's the Gentleman's Nightery with your hosts, Stitch Mainville, Rick Garrett, and Magnus Heber. So pour yourself a stiff one, light 'em if you got 'em. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your nightery.
The episode you're about to hear is the 8th episode recorded at MTC Studio for the Inebriated Basement with Stitch and Rick. Now, this was back before the days of Magnus joining the crew, when it was just me and Rick sitting in the basement, pounding down some alcohol and, well, enjoying ourselves. On this particular episode, we found ourselves talking about our balls. I know, it sounds a little weird. But, you know, once the whiskey got flowing and we got a little relaxed, the topic of our balls came up, and we spent an entire hour just talking about our balls and the benefits of having balls and the downside of having balls. It might seem crude, but hey, that's who we used to be. Who am I kidding? It's who we are. So pour yourself a cocktail, light them if you got them, and sit back and enjoy this classic archived episode of the Inebriated Basement's Balls.
From the MTC studio in Avalon, PA, welcome to the Inebriated Basement with Stitch.
And you know who. Nah, I'm Rick.
You don't sound like you're in a good mood.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
I'm good, you know who.
Yeah, no, you know who I am.
And that's Rick. Inebriated Basement with Stitch and Rick. And what kind of beer did you bring for you today?
Actually, man, it's a variety pack from New Belgium Brewery. Mm-hmm. And the one that I like out of that is a brew called Fat Tire. I've had that before.
I'm sipping on that right now, man. It is awesome.
You picked the perfect
one?
Yeah. Because I got one of the other ones and something called Triple. I don't know. I never had it before.
Oh, the Belgian Triple.
The only one I've had before was the Fat Tire, and I loved it. But I wanted you to try it first, and I see you. I didn't even have to tell you.
Yeah, after I try this one, I'm going right to that Belgian Triple and check it. Actually, last time we did a show, we did the Hazy IPA.
Uh-huh.
And they have a Voodoo Ranger Hazy IPA.
Yeah, right I've seen that. That's going to be my next one.
All right.
Yeah, well, what did you bring for us to drink today?
Dude, I got the Captain Morgan Private Stock.
Oh, my goodness.
Not just the Captain Morgan.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that fancy bottle, dude.
Yeah.
Now,
it looks expensive.
It was all right. It was donated to us.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, by my wallet.
You know, I thought you were going to say Captain Morgan.
I poured a little shot. Now, give that a taste. You've had rum before, right? Spiced rum?
Yeah, yeah.
Try this.
Well, me and Captain Morgan, the regular Captain Morgan, don't get along too well.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm not a big fan of just shooting rum. I like to mix it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It tastes better than a regular Captain Morgan, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I can't do Captain Morgan unless I have like a big glass of Coke with it.
Yeah.
Maybe a lime wedge and make myself a, what do they call that?
Rum balls. You ever had any rum balls?
No, what kind of drink was I thinking of?
Oh, you were talking about,
Your mind's already on Christmas, isn't it?
Oh, you know what it is? It's almost Christmas time.
Yeah, it is almost.
And you know, I never got along. Me and the captain never really got along, the regular one.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my dad set up one Christmas Eve, and actually, that was back in the days when I was playing Monopoly with him. Me and him was playing. We sit up all night playing Monopoly. We drank a fifth of Captain Morgan rum. I didn't wake up till the day after Christmas.
Boxing Day.
So I'm just not.
So what the hell are rum balls?
Rum balls?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, they're cookies that they make during Christmas time. You know, they
make them with rum.
I don't know, man. To me, when I had them, it just looked like a little ball of dough, and they poured rum in them. So I don't know. I don't know how to make them.
The first thing I thought of was like I dip my balls in rum and offer them to Nadine for Christmas. Hey, I got some rum balls for you, baby.
That is definitely a rum ball.
But rum might burn, right? Would rum burn on your balls, you think?
It's alcohol, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, don't do it after you shave, maybe.
Well, don't do it. I wouldn't do it. Don't do it, period. Hey, don't you remember? Wait a minute. Don't you remember Home Alone? When Macaulay Culkin sprays aftershave on his face?
Yeah.
Just picture that down there. It's very sensitive down there. Mm-hmm. You're going to do more than scream.
Balls are tender, man. Women think they got it hard with childbirth. And you know what? If you're listening and you had a kid, you're not in pain anymore.
Right.
You're done with it. It's over. You might have even gotten drugs. We don't get drugs for what happens to our fucking nuts.
No.
I had a vasectomy. I got drugs for that. But she didn't let it kick in first. That's a whole other story. But, like, I remember being a little kid and like, getting kicked. I fell off a porch, and I fell flat on my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think my nuts descended yet. They were still, like, up on my body. So it's like I fell on my nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was like a mule kicked me and knocked the fucking wind out of me.
I'm
it was
sure.
Horrible. Man.
Man, I've been hitting mine so many times, you know, playing sports or whatever. I got hit in there with a softball. I don't remember much after that one. I don't remember getting hit, but I know I got hit with a softball.
And now that we're older, they hang a bit lower.
Too low.
Yeah, real low.
Yeah. And you know what?
I can't believe we're talking about our balls.
I know. Well, you started it.
You said rum balls.
Yeah, I know. You know what? Actually, you know how women talk about some women anyway? How their boobs are in the way.
Yeah.
And they're a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, mine are a pain in my ass. No, literally.
Literally, because I might sit on them.
Because I sit on them all the time.
I told you, I drove to Detroit for Veterans Day. And on the drive up there, I'm like in a lot of pain. Like, what the hell's going on? And I realize that I'm sitting in my seat. And as I sat, I slid forward a little bit over like a past hour. Uh-huh. And I slowly slid over my nuts.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting on them. And I had to like reach down in my pants while I'm doing 80 miles an hour. And I'm trying to adjust. And I pulled them out. They were all hot and hurting. And oh, my God. Having balls sucks, man. I mean, I would love to. I couldn't have boobs, actually, because if I had boobs, I'd never get any work done.
Right.
I'd be looking down my fucking shirt.
Playing with them, you know. Playing with the nipples and all that other stuff.
But balls, just I can't do it.
They really are a pain in your butt, because what are they there for? I'm not having any more kids. If I could have them removed and still live, I probably would.
Well, that's not a good idea.
No, I know it's not. That's why I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because then you got to go for hormone therapy the rest of your life. That's what gives off your testosterone.
I know. I understand that. I wouldn't be a man anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So, I was going to say, mine are such a pain in the butt because even though I'm older, I still exercise. And when I get on the treadmill and I'm trying to run, you see, I said trying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do. I do. I still try to exercise with the movement. Of me running and everything, them things are going bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I got to stop because it hurt.
That's why I have a hole in my left pocket of every pair of pants I own.
Okay, I got to hear this.
I'm serious because my balls, ever since I had my vasectomy, I have a condition that's known as varicocele.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's like varicose veins, but in your testicles.
Well, okay. So I figured I had to do something with veins.
You grab my ball sack, it's like you're grabbing a sack of worms.
Okay, I'm not going to find that out, so
well, go ahead. And every once in a while, if it gets inflamed, then I get a condition known as epididymitis, which is real painful. And when I'm sitting on my balls.
It all sounds painful.
It's nasty. Did you ever get a vasectomy?
No.
That's why you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
A lot of people, after they get a vasectomy, they wind up having these conditions. And yeah. I wish I'd have known that before. Nay's constantly going, oh, you got some big balls. And I don't have the heart to tell her, that's not my balls. That's just a bunch of veins that I...
Surprise.
Surprise! She's like, oh, you got some big balls. Yeah, no, I really don't. Damn. One's a normal size. The other one is covered up by a whole crap of veins.
It's called a prosthesis.
And I, you know, I wouldn't mind doing hormone therapy. I don't think I would mind getting
implants. They actually have testicular implants, all of different sizes. Believe it or not. You know what they look like? Little rubber balls that you can throw against the wall and stuff.
And they're not like hard metal.
They're things, not right? hard. No. They're soft. Yeah. Yeah, they're soft. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I never really seen a testicle, but I've seen the implants. And they, like I said, they come in different sizes for different folks or whatever.
I seen a testicle.
Oh, have you? Like the inside of one?
Like the scrotum was opened up and the doctor and held it up. It. Yeah. Here's what it was.
I never been in none of them surgeries, so I don't know.
I was at Camp Pendleton. I was stationed at 31 Area Branch Medical Clinic where the recruits are in a little Marine area for their field training. And when we were in garrison, they have their headquarters, and in front of the headquarters is a giant flagpole. Well, it starts raining, and they're trying to get the flag down, and it can't because the line is looped around.
Oh, because
the
wind was blowing and stuff?
So this Marine is like, I'll get it, and he shimmies up the flagpole, and he unwinds it. Mm-hmm. But then he slides down. You know that little cleat thing?
I was getting ready to say that hook that they tie the rope around? I was picturing that.
He was only wearing sweatpants.
Oh.
I'm in the clinic. I don't know what's going on. We're getting ready to close up. It's about 4:30, 5 o'clock. And I hear the front door open, and I turn and look, and I hear, Doc, oh, Doc, I fucked up. Oh, Doc. And I look over, and I see this Marine all bent over holding his balls. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He goes, I fucked up, Doc, real bad. And then I notice blood running down his leg. So I'm like, well, come on, let me get you in a treatment room. We get him in a treatment room, and he's telling me the story. He tells me about how he went up the flagpole.
Right.
And I cringed over just hearing that story.
Oh, I can imagine. Any man would.
So I'm realizing we got to sew it back up because it avulsed. It tore away from his leg, and it ripped open.
Ooh.
All right. So I go get the doc. I'm like, I've done stitches. I don't know how to do stitches for this. So if Dr. Stansberry was funny as shit, he was a smoking doctor. He would have a cigarette. He'd go outside the clinic, smoke the cigarette, throw popcorn to the squirrels, and come out, little motherfucker. That's how he was. Every fucking day, we'd find him outside feeding the squirrels, calling them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So he comes in a treatment room, and he just got done stubbing out a cigarette, and he looks, and Marine tells him what's going on, and he says to him, are you in pain? The Marine goes, yeah, just a bit, Doc. And with his finger, he took his pinky, and he reached in, and he put it under the tube that runs from inside the body down to the testicle, and he lifts it up, and the ball is, like, dangling like that, and he goes, and that, gentleman, is what a testicle looks like.
Oh, man, he was teaching.
Oh, all of us fell out. We were like, oh, my God.
Forget that this young man is in pain. I just want to show you what a real testicle looks like.
We numbed him up, and Doc sewed him up and sent him on his way. There was no damage. He didn't ruin anything. All he did was, like, tear.
Just tear. He tore the outer skin or whatever.
But he showed us his, Doc showed us his ball.
Oh, boy. Well, he took advantage of that opportunity, didn't he?
It was
a learning opportunity.
You started talking about imitation balls, and it reminded me of seeing a real ball.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you told me, because I never heard that story before. I have never known anybody to see one. I was always wondering what one looked like. I'm not that interested, in case you're thinking that. I was just curious. I work in the medical field. I was just wondering. But anyway.
Check this out. I don't know about you, but for me, I hate hot weather.
Okay.
Women think they got it bad with hot flashes, but I'm just saying, when you got your balls baking in your pants during hot weather. You get them sticky balls. You know what I mean by sticky balls?
I get sticky balls in the wintertime.
It's not really sticky balls. It's sticky scrotum.
Well, yeah.
Because the scrotum sticks to your inner thigh. And what's weird is because when your balls get really sticky, it's like you can't, like, maneuver them enough, because you got your pants and then a layer of underwear underneath, and then you're trying to, like, pull at it and get it to pull away, and it doesn't pull away. I used to do this, like, lunge thing when I was teaching. I'd be writing on the board, and I would put one leg out, and I would sort of if my left side was stuck, I would lunge to the right, and it would pull away from my left leg. And I remember one of my female students asked me, they're like, Mr. Stitch, what are you doing? And I would just turn around and I go,
I'm doing my lunges.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't have to know that I'm trying to get my scrotum pulled away from my leg.
Because if you told that young lady that, you would be fired probably.
Yeah, probably.
No, I'm pretty
sure. Well, I got fired anyway because I slept with them. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that job didn't last
Wasn't
long.
Expecting that.
I was a big perv.
I was in gym class with this guy when we were in school. High school. He was funny. After we get back from playing gym all day, he'd sit down and he'd be taking off his tennis shoes, and he had his foot up on the bench. And he goes, "Stitch, look!" And he'd grab his scrotum and he'd pull and stretch it like that. He goes, "I sat in gum." And that's because, you know, a little skinny white boy, it's all pink and shit. It looks like he's pulling gum off of his leg. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Oh, man.
Yeah, I guess we all know balls. Some characters. Sticky balls hurt.
Yeah. Oh, man.
How about sweaty balls?
Don't like them.
Sticky balls is one thing, but sweaty balls is completely another.
Yeah.
It gets gross down there, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Did you ever do this? Did you ever ever reach down and like pretend like you're scratching when no one's looking, and then you bring and you smell it?
I'm ashamed to say that, yeah, I think men have.
I think we all have.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this. I've learned this in the military. You don't put powder in your shoes, and don't put baby powder in your underwear.
Well, I've never put baby powder in my underwear, but I still use shoe powder to this day.
Well, shoe powder is one thing. I said baby powder.
Oh, no, I never use baby powder.
Because talc, it turns into this thick paste with your sweat.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And then
that
thick paste actually breaks down your tissue. And the in between the toes, it would cause like open blisters in between the toes, and it did that to me for a while. Right where your ball sack and then your thigh go right there, it would start breaking down. It was sore. It was painful. Oh,
my God. I can imagine.
Yeah. So I don't put any. You know what I use?
It was
I use deodorant.
That's better.
I don't put it directly on. I put it on my hands and I rub it together, I reach down and I rub on there.
Yeah.
You know where I learned that from?
Where?
I was dating a stripper.
I bet she knew.
And when they shave, you know, sometimes you get those razor bumps.
Oh, hell.
Yeah, you know what? Deodorant has this stuff in it. And what it does is it seals up the skin so you don't get the bump created.
Really?
And girls would take the one they used to use all the time was the Menin gel.
Oh, yeah. I used to use Menin.
You rub the Menin gel on it.
Time
and after they shave their little coochie area, they would rub that on and they would get no bumps. So when she told me about that, I was like, why are you putting deodorant on your girl parts?
Yeah.
She told me that story. So I was like, well, let me try. And now I put it down there. There's no burning. There's no nothing. There's but little tiny nothing sweating.
I was thinking about it burning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because when I first met Nadine, she was telling her cousin, she's like, he smells good. Even his balls smell good. Oh, that's what she was telling. And I'm thinking that's because I use deodorant.
That's right. That's right. They don't sweat and they don't stink.
No, they don't.
Never have, never will.
But don't ever use baby powder because that towel will eat you up. Well, we don't use alcohol. We just said that already, right?
Yeah, we're not supposed to.
Yeah. Don't use menthol either.
Oh, I was going to tell you when you was talking about sterilization and everything, and I said, no, I didn't have to do that because I already sterilized my shit with alcohol.
Yeah. When I was working out, I would rub Vicks on my leg. Without thinking, I rubbed in along my fucking balls.
Okay.
And they burned.
Well, Campo burns.
Hours. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know it burns.
Hell yeah.
Another doctor gave me some capsaicin for my back.
You know what that is, don't you?
It's red pepper juice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that.
Don't touch your balls or go piss afterwards.
If you got it on your hands, don't touch no part of your body.
No, you wash especially, immediately with soap and water.
Or your eyes either, especially.
Well, I didn't touch my eyes, fortunately, but I did go piss, and my dick burned for quite a bit.
I bet it did.
Yeah. Now, do you manscape?
Last time I tried, I will admit that I have tried. I haven't went anywhere down there with a razor since. You know why?
Why is that?
Marie laughed at me.
Why?
Because I cut myself and I was bleeding. She said, what are you doing? I said, I didn't want it so hairy down there. She said, dumbass.
That's always been a fear of mine, taking the clippers and going down. Because that skin is all loose and wrinkly, and it might get in those little teeth and go. So I've always been afraid of using clippers down in there. But I do use a razor blade, and I do the clippers like at the top. Like, I'll go along the top because. You remember back in the day when the bush was the thing? Yeah. Like, girls had a big bush.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guys had a big bush.
When I was growing up, that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see a big bush.
Sure. I never thought anything about removing my pubic hair. But I seen this guy on this porno that his was always really, really, really short. And he was doing an interview, and he said how it helps look his penis look longer than what it is because he keeps the bush trimmed.
Oh, the bush trimmed, yeah.
And I was
that makes sense.
I was like, well, that's an idea. So I started trimming my stuff down, and then I got all creative, and I made like this, what do they call that, the devil's path.
Oh, yeah.
From my belly button down, and then I had like a little arrow. I got really creative. Well, when I met Nadine, I got really creative, and I shaved it all off like a baby.
Oh,
well, don't shave your balls and then put deodorant on, because that's not good.
Well, Stitch, what I was trying to tell you, I was trying to shave my balls, and I cut myself.
With a razor blade?
No, I didn't use a razor blade. I used hair clippers.
Yeah, see, that's, yeah.
And it, I guess it caught or something like that. Yep. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
A Band-Aid wouldn't look good down there. Well, I ain't know who's going to see it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Do you know what is a good tool to get rid of unwanted pubic hair?
No, I do not.
A toothpick. See, that joke made sense 20 years ago when people had pubic hair.
Well, it makes sense to us because we're baby boomers.
Yeah. You go down, you eat a little bit, and then you come up.
Come up, yeah.
Yeah, you get a toothpick and you get it right out.
What do you call a Roman with hair between his teeth?
I have no idea.
A gladiator.
Gladiator? Oh, he was glad he ate her.
Exactly. See? You get it.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
You're around my age. Do you get like really itchy balls just from like dry skin or something?
I get all my skin itches everywhere when I get dry because I have to use lotion everywhere but my face. Believe it. You know what? My body's weird. My face is the only place that don't get dry.
Well, that's because we have natural oils within our sebaceous glands.
And so. If I put lotion on my face, it's just like I'm a 16-year-old again. I break out in pimples, and I can't put no lotion on my face whatsoever. Yeah. But everywhere else on my body stays dry, dry as hell.
I don't know what it is. I get super freaking itchy. And it's not like there's a rash or anything. It's just like my skin is just really irritated, but there's no redness. There's no bumps or nothing. But when I get in the shower, I got one of those handheld shower nozzles. Turn it to like a pulsating, hot, streaming jet.
Yeah.
And I pull my balls aside and I stick it like really close. Dude, it burns. The burn takes care of the itch. But here's a weird thing. 20 years ago, I probably would have screamed because it burned so bad. But now I delight in the pain. I do. I'm like, oh, part of me wants to yell. Part of me wants to come. It's like that intense. I'm like, why does this feel so good? And it's super hot, but it gets rid of the itch, and I'm wonderful.
Hey, if it works, use it.
Then I get out of the shower. I grab some Menin, rub it in there.
Oh, you still use the Menin?
Oh, yeah. I don't want my shit stinking.
Oh, yeah, I feel you.
Do you remember back, they used to call it Famunda cheese?
No, yeah.
And people are like, what's Famunda cheese? And that's the cheese Famunda your balls. Famunda,
yeah.
But no, Famunda cheese, I don't want that. That's my biggest fear. That's why I use the deodorant. And now that we talk about it, I'm wondering, maybe the deodorant is causing me the itching. I don't know.
There's always a drawback to everything. Something might work, but there's a drawback from it. You're going to get something else, and then you got to
find thing, something to I'm going to deal with it because I'm 58 and Nadine still blows me on demand.
Well, what are you worried about?
Because that's just it. I'm not going to brought because my balls still smell good to her, and she likes getting on her knees and helping me out. So I'm not going to say a word. I'm just going to deal with it. And when I get in the shower, just with the pain.
Look, man, if you ain't brush your teeth in a week and your breath stinks and you know it, and they don't smell it, then why brush your teeth?
Because
I brush my teeth for a totally different reason.
Yeah.
At least a couple times a day, just so y'all know. But anyway, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to, that's a metaphor thing.
I get you.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right on.
I'm just trying to use it as an example, you know?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you say? It is what it is.
That's right.
You say that, and the other thing you say is, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You don't ask me if I know what you mean. You say, you know what I mean?
I don't even realize I'm saying it.
You know what I mean?
They say boxers are best for men's ball health, but I can't wear them, dude. I hate boxers because I always feel like my balls are being lynched. Because you know how they... You know,
wait a minute. I mean, aren't they supposed to... Do you feel loose? Boxers, yeah, but boxers too, make you feel
all
loose.
All right, here's the thing. When I wear the boxers, they have those... All right, the two seams that come from the front and meet in the middle underneath and go up the back.
Okay.
That middle seam right there, like when I stand up or when I pull my pants up, my shit all hangs to the left.
Okay.
But then when I sit down or bend over, they pull and they like...
Oh, yeah.
They strangulate my balls. I understand that. Or... Because the legs are so loose, my balls will actually wrap up in the fabric. And it's just, it's obnoxious.
Well, you know what I did? I bought mine the size bigger. Everything's free down there.
That sounds like it would be worse.
I wear boxers. But my shit just flows free, but I got on underwear. You know what I mean?
All through my 20s and 30s, I wore no underwear. I was a commando. Did not wear any underwear at all. I just let my shit hang out. I knew some
people like that too.
But now as I'm older and my balls like hang down on my fucking knees, I know I need some support. So briefs, I can't do briefs.
Okay.
Because they ride right up into your thigh area, your crotch. Right, right. And that just is so irritating. The boxer briefs I wear.
I used to wear boxer
briefs. And now they sell these boxer briefs that have a little pouch.
Yeah.
And I can put my boys
right
in the pouch. And they don't get strangled or nothing. They work great. Well, they have a pouch boxer brief that holds your boys.
Well, you're going to laugh at me.
What's that?
Yeah, because I'm ashamed to even tell you.
Yeah. Hey, dude, I told you I fucked my pillow.
Oh, yeah, that's what you tell. Yeah, well, this ain't that bad.
Gee, thanks.
Back in the 80s, you know what I mean? When I was only in my 20s, I had a better body than I got now. I couldn't see myself doing this now. Guess there's only one kind of underwear I used to wear back in the day. I bet you can't guess what it was.
Tighty whities.
No, hell no. I ain't wore tighty whities since I was in grade school. Shit. The only reason I wore them because my parents bought them for me. But bikinis.
Get the fuck out of
no,
here.
No, oh, shit. My God. Hey, look at me. Can you see me in some bikinis?
No, and I'm trying to erase that image right now, man.
Ah, shit. I'm serious. For about 10 years through the 80s, that's all I wore was bikinis. And then after that, I've been wearing boxers since the 90s.
All through the 80s and the 90s, I went free balling.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not bragging or nothing, but I got a pretty good size man meat. All right.
And
my balls were proportional. It was all right. So I would ride the trolley from the naval station to where I lived in town.
Okay.
And I would never sit down on the trolley. I would always stand up.
Okay.
Because there'd be nice girls sitting on the trolley. And as I got on the trolley, my shit would just like hang down my leg. Yeah.
Oh, you wanted it.
And I was looking. I'm watching the girls' eyes and they were staring at my crotch. I'm like, that's right, bitch.
You know good and well.
That was the main reason I never wore underwear. I was trying to show my shit, which is why I think a lot of girls don't wear bras. They're trying to show their shit. They want the attention.
Exactly.
I wanted the attention on my balls and my man meat. There we go.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Hey.
I never had it, so I don't flaunt it.
Dude, you just told me you wore bikini briefs.
Yeah, I did. But that don't. What are you deducting from that?
I've deducted that you were trying to maybe maximize.
There you go. Well, I don't know. I just like the bikinis. And they acted on me, so I don't know. Hey, look, I got the job done. I don't give a crap. My name ain't John Holmes, damn it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
There was these guys on our ship. They would, on holiday routine on Sundays, they would go up to the top of the Hilo hangar, and they would hang out up there to get sun. And they used to wear Speedos.
Oh, yeah. Well, they still wear Speedos.
All right. Well, that's what it was.
Yeah.
These two guys would wear Speedos, put lotion on one another, and sun. And we were all convinced they were gay.
Mm-hmm.
These guys got to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't. They were both. I mean, who knows? Maybe in secret they were gay.
Yeah.
But
they never let it
out. They were wearing Speedos and hanging out, putting suntan lotion on one another. And we were all just like, dudes, come on, man.
Now, that was when you was in the service?
This is when I was on my ship, yeah. And there's no, at the time, there weren't women on the ship.
Well, there was no, what did you say?
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't ask, they'll tell. That wasn't active back then.
No, because that didn't come in until Clinton came to office. Yeah. So, yeah. No, it was just weird. So when you said You were wearing bikini briefs. I immediately thought of those two guys putting oil on themselves on the Hilo hanger.
Oh, man. No, it wasn't a gay thing when I was wearing bikinis. Now, it was just a fad thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I looked good, but I don't know.
I want to talk about vulnerable balls.
Okay.
Now, women
make them vulnerable?
Vulnerable. Well, women are lucky because their reproductive organs are up inside of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Ours are outside of us.
Exactly.
When a woman takes a self-defense course, right, what does the instructor teach her to do?
Kick them in the balls.
Go for the balls.
Exactly.
Right. Kick them, grab them, twist them, punch them in the balls because we are vulnerable there.
Oh, geez. And you know what? They have no way of knowing how much that hurts. They were like, I can't see that. Okay. No, you can't feel that either.
Well, here's why. Because there are an enormous amount of sensory nerves in that area. There has to be because we want pleasure.
Yeah.
Right? Those sensory nerves gives us good feelings when they're being touched and licked and whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
And then they give us an enormous amount of bad feelings when we're being kicked and punched and bit and whatever else.
All you got to do is look at man and threaten them and not start hurting.
I could watch like the America's Funniest Home Video. Every time someone gets hit in the nuts with a baseball, I cringe. I'm like, oh, that hurts.
You know that every time a male gets hit there, every male on this planet feels it.
Which is why we play that weird game called Ball Tap. You ever play Ball Tap?
I've never played that, no.
My buddies and I, on the ship, we had this thing where we'd walk around, and if someone wasn't guarded, if they didn't have their hands, we can go, boom. Yeah, we would, like, whip our fingertips and pop
you know what?
On the balls.
Yep, I've seen that before, but I didn't know what it was called. Yeah,
it's called Ball Tap.
Oh, my God.
But that's why America's Funniest Videos are funny. Because this guy's getting smacked in the nuts with a baseball or a wiffle bat or a goose or something.
Well, the only people that think is funny is the people that are watching it, because I'm sure the guy that got hit didn't think it was funny.
I tell you what, whenever I got punched or smacked in the balls, I thought the world was going to end. The breath was knocked out of me. I was laying on the ground. I felt like I was going to have diarrhea. Just everything, just all kinds of weird sensations.
Oh, yeah.
It's the
For
worst.
Sure.
It's
oh, I know.
And you know, women times. Don't deal with that. Women
where,
don't deal with
where
that.
Can you, exactly can you hit a woman to make her feel like we feel
in the boob? Well, no, it's not feeling like we feel, but from what I understand, getting punched in the boob really hurts them.
Does that hurt them too?
Supposedly.
Okay. I mean, I'd never do it, but I'm just wondering if they even can suffer like we do when we get hit there.
I don't think they do.
No, man, because that's the ultimate hurt right there. I'd rather, you know what I mean? Hey, don't go there.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, smack. I'd rather you shoot me in the head. Don't hit me in the nuts.
Oh, you know what? If the Russians ever came over, put a gun on my head and said, tell me the secrets, I wouldn't tell them because I don't give a fuck. But if they put the gun to my ball, my testicle,
telling everything.
I'll be able to put in the book up and show them what page to go to. I'm like, no. I ain't dealing with that.
They'll be like, no, man, don't go there.
Oh.
Don't go there.
And the other thing I dread is going to the doctor. I always dread going to the doctor, especially when it's a full medical exam. Because you know what that means.
Don't like that finger up the butt.
I don't like the finger up the butt. Now, I don't mind a tongue in my butt.
Okay. You're not going to get that. Even if it's a female doctor, you're not going to get that.
No. I've let Nay probe in my butt. Not with toys once with toys. But like.
Was she dressed like a doctor?
No. Not a doctor. She had her scrubs on. We were playing
that's
nurse.
That's closest you can get.
Hey, but it was fun. It wasn't a bad thing. And I tell you, it was kind of turned on by it a little bit. But I don't want my doc sticking his fucking greasy finger up my ass. The other thing is, I don't want him going into my scrotum and pushing up into my inguinal to check for a hernia. He's like, cough. I'm like, I can't do anything.
Yeah, no shit.
That's just horrible. I hate anything being done to my fucking balls.
No, man.
Which is why I was nervous when I had to get my vasectomy.
Oh, boy. Well, they was coming at you with a knife down there. So
let me tell you, here's what I always thought a vasectomy was. I didn't even think about it. My idea was
probably the same thing I thought,
that they were just gonna like pinch off a tube and that would be it. All right, I didn't think anything more than that, and that's not what it is. Now, I had a female doctor. Right?
Yeah, you told me
she was telling me about the procedure and how things would go, but she did not mention how she was gonna. Like, she literally reached down and grabbed both my balls with one hand.
She lied,
and she squeezed and picked them up right? Then she had this needle in the other hand, a syringe with this long needle. Uh-huh. And she was coming at me, and I'm laying on the table thinking, is she going to stick that in my ball?
You should have been. You should have looked at her and said, bitch, you want to die?
She stuck it straight into my testicle.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
And then injected lidocaine. Oh, my back was arching. I was gripping the table. I was like, okay. And then when she was done, she pulls the needle out and she goes, that's one. And then she grabs the other ball and does the same thing to the other side. Now, when you go to the dentist and you get your tooth extracted, they put the needle in your gum. Then what do? They kind of tap you and go, do you still feel that?
Yeah. They at least ask you, do you feel it? Yeah.
She didn't do that.
She didn't give a crap.
Now, what she did was she reached over and she grabbed a little scalpel and she started cutting into my scrotum. All right. Cut into my scrotum. And then she went and she got these forcep clamps and she reached in and the vase that comes down from the inside that runs to the testicle. And she went and clamped down on it. The little roach clip things.
I know what you mean.
She said, and it was like I got kicked in the fucking balls by a mule.
Seriously.
I sat up and I'm like, she looks at me. She goes, oh, did you feel that?
You didn't numb that part, like, you jackass.
I felt that. What the hell? And she goes, lay back down. You need another shot. I'm like, oh, no, just give it time. Just give it time. So she hits me with another shot and injects me again. She waits a little longer this time and then clamps me off. And then I smelt the flesh burning and all that other stuff. And then she sutured it up. And she went around the other side of the table and did the same thing to the other side. Finally, I'm done. It was the worst, right?
Yeah.
I sit up. Sound like it. And she says to me, no strenuous activity. Do not masturbate or have sex for the next 6 weeks. I was like,
oh, damn, you were screwed.
Like, you weren't screwed. Did you say 6 weeks?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, just to be safe, we want to make sure. Because if you have sex unprotected, there might still be some active swimmers in there that could. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I leave. We're driving home. Car runs out of gas. All I had to do was push it up to the pump.
Okay.
So I pushed the car up to the pump.
Yeah.
We fill it with gas. The guy's telling us, oh, you're going to have problems with your carburetor, blah, blah, blah. So I get back in the car, and man, my balls are aching. I am in pain. We get all the way home, and the doctor said to get, you know, frozen corn or frozen peas and keep them on your crotch.
How about ice?
So I'm sitting on the couch, and I got the peas on there, and the pain is getting worse and progressively worse and worse. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom and see what the hell's going on.
Right.
Dude, my ball sack was as big as a fucking soccer ball.
Well, what the hell happened?
And it was black.
Was it full of blood?
It was full of blood because I pushed the car, and I popped my stitch. So I come running out, and I'm yelling, you got to take me to the hospital. She's like, what's wrong? And I pull my towel away. She said, what the fuck is that?
Stitch, you're turning black.
They take me to the hospital, and they actually had to do an extraction to get the blood out.
Oh, sure, yeah. Right. Yeah, they use a syringe to get all that out of it.
They sewed me back up and cauterized it, and the doctor yells at me, I told you no strenuous activity. And I said, yeah, but you didn't say nothing about pushing a car.
She probably popped her head and said,
oh, my God.
What am I going to do with this guy?
Let me tell you what that did for me, though. When I met Nadine and she was talking about, man, I wish we could have met sooner to have a baby. I did not have any thought of getting a reverse because there is no way I wanted to go through that again.
Exactly.
And I looked at her and I said, I'm done. I can't. I'm cut and burned.
Well, you already had kids anyway, didn't you?
I had, you know, yeah.
Plenty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And she has kids. So maybe the baby making machine is cut off. It's shut off.
But I'll tell you what's cool about it, though. What's cool is I can just bang whenever I want.
Exactly, and still enjoy yourself.
She could be bent over taking a turkey out of the oven. I can lift that fucking robe up and just
boom, 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 there you go.
Don't have to stop for a pill or make sure that there's a sponge or a rubber or nothing like that. Just, yeah. Oh, my God. Tell you what, though, the issues that I'm having with the varicose seal, yeah, it's like a sack of worms, and it's all them blood vessels in in my balls. But I'll tell you what, there's as that might be the worst, the next worst for me is balls in the water.
Okay.
Sit on the shitter, and your balls go in the water.
Oh, I haven't reached.
I don't know what it was. I sat down. I'm sitting there, and I'm I had this Yahtzee game that I would sit in. I'd go in the bathroom. I'd sit and I'd play Yahtzee while I'm sitting there.
Right.
I'm sitting there and I feel this cold bite on my balls, and I'm looked down, and my balls actually went down into the water, and I was like, "That's fucking weird." So now what I have to do? Here's my thing. I have to take my Johnson and pull it to the side, and then I have to take my scrotum and put it up under my leg and push my leg down against it. So my balls don't go in the water.
Oh, shit.
Because in the morning, it's no big deal. I mean,
so it's like you're sitting on them again.
I have to sit on
them. Basically,
it.
Have to sit on them so they don't fall.
I just sit on the scrotum. I let my balls.
Oh, yeah. Let them.
Yeah, I just sort of tighten it up a bit.
I got you.
But I mean, in the mornings, I might not want to stand there while I'm emptying my bladder. So I'll sit down, or in the middle of the night, I'll sit down and I'll check my Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
And I got to go through this whole freaking dog and pony show to put everything away so I don't get it all wet. It's the worst. It is the worst. I wish there was a surgical procedure where I could have my scrotum tightened up and have all that stuff taken.
You know you can get toilets that are a lot taller off the ground, but the only thing about it, you know what I mean, you'll be sitting higher up in the air.
Yeah, and dude, that's for old people.
Stitch.
Let me
help you to something here. How old are you? And how old am I? I'm thinking about it. No.
I've gone to visit family members in the nursing home, and they had the big white donut things on their toilet.
No, I'm not going to get those. No. I'm not going to get that.
I just...
We're not that damn old. You know what I mean?
No. And I'm not going to get my scrotums.
Okay.
Last thing I know I got to worry about with my balls is buying jeans. I got to make sure I'm getting the right jeans. Over the years, I learned don't buy tight jeans.
I was getting ready to ask you, do you prefer tight or do you prefer like the regular old?
I like the old boot cut.
Yeah.
All right, boot cut.
You know what my favorite jeans are?
What's that?
Carpenter jeans with the side pockets and everything. Yeah, I got a few of those. That's what I got on now. Yeah. I mean, they still look good and everything else, but people say they're out of style, but I don't give a fuck what people say because I wear what I want to wear.
When I was younger and I had a better body and I had a flatter stomach, I used to wear the 501s straight leg.
I had a few of them. Yep.
All right. And I'll tell you why I got the 501s, because I used to get the old acid wash jeans.
Oh, I used to love them too.
And they were tight. And you remember we used to wear them like if I had a 30, if my length was 32, I'd buy 36s.
Yeah.
So they would bunch up at the bottom with my Nike sneakers.
Exactly.
Right? You pull the tongue out, you open them up, they look sharp as hell, right?
Yep.
All right. But here's the thing about jeans, and especially with someone who didn't wear underwear at the time.
Yeah.
The seams of the denim together, they were hard.
They were hard and they cut you.
They would strangle me so bad. And here's the other thing. When you go to take a leak and then you put your stuff back in your tight jeans and you zip up. Do you ever zip your scrotum?
Ouch.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Doesn't that hurt?
Ouch. I'm hurting now, and I'm just sitting here.
You don't know if you're like, should follow through or go back
or
down.
Go back.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
That is the worst.
Well, see, the thing about it, though, I wore underwear and still did it. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Ooh.
Because it would bite through the underwear as well.
Yeah. But, no, I mean, sometimes, you know, they sneak out. You know what I mean? When you pull your pants up.
Oh,
something hanging
through
out.
That little window. Yeah.
Through that little pee hole or whatever, man, they still sneak out and you still catch it. And I was like, how could I be so stupid?
Well, that's why I shop for the 501s, man. No more zipper bites. The zippers were the one. When I was in the Navy, one of the things I loved about the Navy uniforms is they called it the 13 button pants.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, what it was in the front, you had a flap. So they would button, 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 and then they go across. And it was 13 buttons.
I've seen them before.
Now, they were great. You didn't have to worry about getting your scrotum bitten by a zipper.
No.
But you're out drinking all night on Liberty, and then you got to pee. You're in the bathroom doing the pee-pee dance, trying to undo 13 buttons. So here's what I did. We got to Hong Kong, right?
Okay.
And this was right before I got my tattoo done. We stopped at... a tailor, and I had the tailor sew the buttons onto the flap, and then on the back, on the inside, put strips of Velcro. So
you just rip it off.
So I was good for inspection. If I got inspected, they would see the buttons are all buttoned up, and it looked the way it was supposed to look. But when I'm out on the town and I got to pee, pull the Velcro down. Do, and what was even better, when I was in the Philippines playing Smiles. Oh,
what's that?
I never told you about Smiles.
It wasn't in the book.
Oh my God. Here's what we do. We would go to this bar in the Philippines, and they had these big, tall, round tables.
Okay.
And they had big, tall chairs that you would sit on.
Okay.
All right. And what you would do is you would order a pitcher of Mojo. Big pitcher of Mojo is that powerful drink that knocks me out.
That was in the book.
Yeah. All right. I talked about Mojo in the book.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the pitcher of Mojo is sitting there, and a little Filipina girl gets under the table.
Okay.
And she'll pick a penis
okay.
to suck on. And as you're sitting there, you got to try to guess who the guy is getting his penis sucked. So you're looking for the guy who's smiling.
I like this game.
So now if the girl was down on me, I would have to be like straight face.
And not smile.
And not smile, not make a motion, not anything.
How could you help it?
You can't.
You can't.
When you get busted, you got to drink the whole pitcher of Mojo.
Oh.
Then they order another pitcher of Mojo. Then she stops and she goes to somebody else. And you got to guess who.
Now, could she come back to you again?
She could if she wanted. Anybody. Any penis is her choice.
Anybody. Okay.
So we're in our dress blues and I had little Velcro things and all it was well, that gave me away.
I was getting ready to say. Yeah.
So, for one, they guessed me. And two, I didn't even get my dick sucked because by the time she pulled my Velcro down.
Everybody said stand.
Yep. And I'm, I was drunk as shit and I didn't get my dick sucked once.
That sucks.
No, it was the worst. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good one.
But if you think about it, that is 10 things that we have to deal with that women don't have to worry about.
Right.
10 freaking things that women never, ever, ever have to worry about.
They sure don't.
Man. But let me tell you this. One of these mama signs in the bar, matter of fact, it was Mama Duck from the bar called Your Home Away From Home.
It was actually a Mama Duck.
That was her name, Mama Duck.
Really?
Yeah. And she told me, because we pulled in, we were getting ready to leave, but we're going to be back in 3 weeks. We were going to go out and do maneuvers and then come back in again.
Oh, yeah.
And she says to me, don't touch yourself. Don't touch yourself. And she said, eat cucumbers. I'm like, cucumbers? She said, cucumbers make you cum.
Really?
Yes, really. So we get back underway. We're going to be gone for 3 weeks. We didn't stop in any of the port. We were just going out to do maneuvers.
Okay.
And I ate cucumbers in my salad. I had cucumbers with my omelets. I had every day I had at least 2 servings of cucumbers.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
3 weeks later, we pull back into port. And Mama Duck, she's looking at me, and I'm like giving her the thumbs up. Like, I ate cucumbers. I didn't touch myself. I've been good.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned this. For every day after you ejaculate, your semen volume increases by 12%.
Really?
So let's say I beat off right now, right? Tomorrow, I'll get up to my regular limit and then 12% more. And then I wait another day. There's another 12% more. And then another day. All right. Well, that's the normal rate. Cucumbers help increase your semen rate. Now, semen has nothing to do with your sperm or anything. It's just the fluid that carries the sperm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got you.
So, Mama Duck was all happy. She's like, you take salad. You go now. You go now. Now, upstairs off the balcony, they had like this room. Anyway, I took her up there. I nearly blew her face off. Oh, my God. I came like crazy. It was just from cucumbers and abstinence.
Yeah,
cucumbers
and
abstinence. That's it.
Okay.
Now that I'm older, my doctor tells me I need to drink a lot of water. I had to do at least a gallon of water
a day.
To maintain regular seminal volume.
That's what I do. So. Yeah. That's all I do at work all day is drink water.
And I found this out also. Salmon, like fatty fish.
Yeah.
They're good for your balls.
Really?
Salmon, nuts like cashews and peanuts.
Yeah.
Tomatoes are good for your balls. Carrots, which I hate.
Oh, I love
avocados.
I'm not an avocado eater.
I can't. I mean, I don't mind it mixed with something, but I just can't eat avocado.
I don't mind, but if I'm at a restaurant and it comes with my sandwich or whatever, and it's on my sandwich or something, I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's like once a year.
Oranges are good for your balls.
I love oranges, yeah.
Grapes are good for your balls.
We eat grapes all the time.
Oatmeal is good for your balls.
I don't eat oatmeal.
I love oatmeal with raisins.
Okay.
And what are raisins? They're dried up grapes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Pomegranate juice.
Oh, I love pomegranate.
Good for your balls.
I eat pomegranate dipped in chocolate.
Well, let me tell you about this.
From Aldi's. Remember? They got little pomegranates dipped in chocolate. Yeah. The candy.
And it's dipped in dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate. Now, dark chocolate is good for you.
Dark chocolate is good for your balls. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I knew dark chocolate was good for you, period.
Now, guess what kind of food is bad for your balls?
Can I take one guess?
Sure.
Alcohol.
No, food.
Oh, food. Well, yeah. Shit. To me, that is food. Okay. No, I don't know what food is.
Processed red meat. You go to McDonald's or Burger King, they're processed hamburgers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Processed red meat is not good for you.
No, that figures. That's not good for nobody.
Yeah. You mentioned alcohol. Alcohol is not good for your balls.
Yeah.
Pork products aren't really good for your balls. But I love ham and bacon.
Oh, me too, man. I eat pork. I don't care. But I eat pork.
They contain like a mild toxin. It's called ochratoxin A. And it's linked to testicular cancer, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I ain't got it yet, so I'm going to keep eating my pork.
Whole grains also contain that toxin. But it's found especially high levels in coffee.
Really?
And I don't drink coffee.
I drink coffee.
I am a major tea drinker. I stay away from coffee.
I drink coffee, but I drink decaf. But I still drink coffee.
Still, it's in the coffee.
Yeah, it's in the coffee.
Another study finds that cereal grains and coffee imported into the U.S. are high as far as 69% with these toxins.
Hmm.
Habits that are bad for you, smoking cigarettes, obviously.
Yeah.
I just put out two of them since we've been talking here.
And,
they damage your sperm. They decrease your count and motility. Now, get this. All these guys, all these young kids out there smoking pot. Cannabis leads to deformities in your sperm shape.
I can imagine.
Now, the sperm has like a little diamond shape at the tail on the end.
Mm-hmm.
People who smoke a lot of cannabis, they have like a very, like, almost like a hammerhead looking sperm. It's crazy.
Yeah,
which can't penetrate the egg. Yet there's all these fucking knocked up young girls out there. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's why all them fucking kids are crazy.
Because they had all the. They come from deformed sperm.
You can see it in her head.
Drinking lots of alcohol. That's another bad idea.
Well, I wouldn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, pretty healthy that.
Yeah, yeah.
As we say, as we do this shot.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, excuse me while I drink my beer.
Now, you remember me telling you I used to be a teacher?
Yeah.
And I lost my job because I was sleeping with my student.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, the very first one I ever dealt with, she was in my typing class, and she handed in her assignment. I gave her a chance to turn it in again because it was wrong, and she turned it into me again. I said thank you to her. She goes, oh, you don't have to thank me. I'll thank you if you want.
Mm.
And I looked at her, and I says, oh, if only I wasn't your teacher. She goes, mm-hmm. Why not? I'm old enough. And I realized, I'm like, yeah, she is old enough. She's like 28.
Oh, well, hell yeah. Hell
so
yeah.
She
just make sure she ain't got a phone with her so she can record the evidence.
This is back before them days.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. All she ever wanted to do was just blow me.
Okay.
So, but she asked me, she said, do me a favor, eat an apple every day. Now, I never knew what day she wanted to blow me. It might have been like two times, maybe three times a week.
That's why she told you to eat it every day.
Eat an apple every day.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, from what she told me, there's a substance called pectin.
Yeah,
I heard an apple.
Yep.
And it enhances the flavor because she would swallow.
No.
Loads. Yeah.
No.
So. I ate apples and drink water as much as I can.
You probably ate about 10 apples a day, didn't you?
Yeah, I was a bit of a perv.
Oh, jeez.
So as far as our balls go, listen, take care of your balls. Drink plenty of water. Eat the proper foods. Stay away from the bad things. And you know what? Protect your balls.
It's really important.
Your balls are your life. For you guys.
Well, you proved to me, you explained to me how you can't live without them. Because I was willing to chop mine off if I could have a better life, and you already explained to me that I couldn't.
No, because your testosterone comes from your balls.
Yeah,
you have to have them.
Yeah. You're right. I wouldn't be a man anymore, so I need every little bit of man I can get.
You'd still be a man. You'd be what's called a Munich.
Yeah, that's true.
Or is it a eunuch?
It's eunuch.
You don't want that because then you'd have no facial hair and you'd have no body hair.
Or I wouldn't care about any damn thing.
And your estrogen levels would go up. Take care of your balls. That's the important thing.
That's the thing.
All right. Loose fitting clothes. Sleep naked at night. Let your balls get some air.
Don't wear bikinis.
Do not put powder on your balls. And yeah, Speedo's got to go.
Yeah.
Right?
All that tight shit, leave it alone. Yeah.
Boxers or boxer briefs, boom. Those are your choices.
Yeah, and if somebody asks you, what do you wear, boxers or brief? And you say, depends.
That'll be me next year. Yeah, I'll be wearing the pants.
Ah, shit. I'm almost there now. But anyway.
All right, from the MTC studio, this is Stitch.
And Rick.
And we're out.
And yes, we are.
The Gentleman's Nightery is an MTC original production, which can be found on all your favorite podcasting platforms. Please be sure to subscribe, share, and like our podcast on whichever platform you listen to us. And please, be sure to leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts, as it really helps our standing with all the other podcasts. If you would like to be part of the show, you can now call us direct. For more information on our call-in line, just visit thegentlemansnightery.com. If you have a show idea or a cocktail you'd like to recommend, shoot an email to mailbag@thegentlemansnightery.com. Thanks for listening.